Radio Prague News.
Czech trade unions have called a day-long strike for the 8th of December in protest against the government's spending cuts. The Czech Interior Minister has lashed out at the European Union for its stance on the Czech-Canadian visa dispute. And the Czech Republic's industrial output rose in September by 12.2% year-on-year. The Czech Moravian Confederation of Trade Unions has called a one-day strike for the 8th of December against the government's spending cuts, union leaders told reporters on Monday. The Confederation's head, Jaroslav Zavadil, said employees in the public sector, together with other trade unions, would take part. The Czech government is planning to introduce a 10% pay cut to salaries of public employees. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Monday the government was ready for negotiations. However, it would not back off its plans to cut spending. If the planned strike does take place, it will be one of the biggest protests since the fall of communism. Czech Interior Minister Radek John has criticized the European Commission and several EU countries for their stance on the visa dispute between the Czech Republic and Canada. At a meeting of EU Interior Ministers in Brussels on Monday, Mr. John said that the lack of solidarity on the part of the EU was scandalous. Canada reintroduced visas for Czech citizens in July 2009 over increasing numbers of asylum seekers from the Czech Republic. The European Commission has repeatedly voiced support for Prague and even considered imposing visas on Canadian diplomats. On Friday, however, a report by the Commission said progress on the issue had been made and no special measures were necessary. The Czech Republic's industrial output rose in September by 12.2% year-on-year, according to official data released on Monday. Compared to the previous month, industrial production rose by 1.1% after stripping out seasonal effects. In the third quarter of this year, the country's industrial output rose by 10.2%. The main factors behind the increase were production of machinery and equipment, cars and metalworking. The value of new orders rose by 14.6% year-on-year. The Social Democrat Prague election leader Jiří Dienstbier Jr. quit on Monday his party's negotiating team on the next coalition at Prague City Hall. Mr. Dienstbier said he did not agree with talks on forming a coalition with the right-of-center Civic Democrats, a direction many in the party want to pursue. 3 weeks after local elections, talks are still underway about the new government in the capital. Although the conservative Topo 9 party won at the ballots, the most likely outcome is a coalition of the Civic and Social Democrats, which came in second and third respectively. Over 1,100 Czech Catholics left on a pilgrimage to the Vatican on Monday to express their gratitude for Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the Czech Republic last year. The event's coordinator said the pilgrims also wanted to show the Pope that Czechs were not a nation of atheists. During his recent visit to Spain, the head of the Roman Catholic Church mentioned the Czech Republic as one of the European countries where faith was threatened by secularity. The focal point of the visit will be a general audience with the Pope that is scheduled for Wednesday. And finally, a very brief look at the weather. The start of the week will be overcast with occasional rain and snow in higher places. Daytime highs should not exceed 14 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and it's the end of the news.